Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I gotta say, even though he is a POS, there's something almost impressive about the audacity of Alec Murdaugh. You'd think at this point, sitting in a concrete box after being convicted of murdering your wife and son, after watching every lie you ever told finally collapse in public, you'd maybe develop a shred of humanity just a little bit. Maybe, I don't know, kind of, maybe some silence, maybe the slightest sense of accountability. But no. Alec Murdaugh, the king of delusion, has decided to issue a statement from prison condemning Hulu for misrepresenting him. Imagine the ego it takes, the pathological gall to look at everything you've done, everything you've destroyed, and still think the world owes you a fairer edit. You guys, you could have came into the prison with me. We could have talked about it, and I could have helped you understand me a little bit better. I don't know why my Alec Murdaugh impression also probably doubles for George W. Bush, but it kind of does. He starts off all wounded and noble, saying he's deeply disappointed and distressed by the new Hulu series about him and the Murdaugh family. He says it contains inaccuracies and misleading portrayals. And I have to stop right there, because how does a man who built his life on deceit get to talk about accuracy? I mean, the irony is, wow. This is the same man who stole millions from grieving families, the same man who took settlement money meant for a paralyzed client and spent it like it was Monopoly cash, the same man who looked into cameras, into the eyes of jurors, and lied through his teeth about where he was the night his wife and son were shot to death. But yes, please, Alec, tell us about how Hulu got it wrong. He's disturbed, he says, and yet somehow not by the sound of the shotgun blast echoing across Moselle that night, not by the screams of his wife, not by the blood of his son. Now, what disturbs him, what shakes his soul apparently, is that a TV show didn't quite capture his tender side correctly. He's a tenderoni. He claims the show totally mischaracterizes his relationship with Maggie and Paul. This is a man convicted of killing them. The man who told investigators he wasn't even there until the cell phone data and kennel video proved he was, and then on the stand decided to change the story. And now sitting behind bars, he wants us to know, no, you don't understand. I love them. That's not love, Alec. That's control. That's possession. That's the sick, narcissistic brand of love where people exist to orbit you. Isn't that what love is? No. Because for narcissists like you, love means obedience. It means they make you look good. It means they serve your illusion of being devoted. A devoted father, a respected attorney, a man of legacy. The moment they challenge that illusion, the moment they stop feeding your ego, that's when people like you turn destructive. And that's when the mask cracks. You say you were extremely proud of Paul. Sure. So proud that when he was facing criminal charges for killing a young woman in the boat crash, charges that ripped open the entire Murdaugh dynasty, you didn't try to teach him accountability. You covered for him. You did what you always did. Use your connections, your power, your name, to twist the system, because that's who you are. A man who spent decades turning justice into a family business, a vending machine, where the Murdaughs got to decide who lived, who paid, and who walked free. You call the Hulu show sensationalized. That's a word you use when the truth finally gets told and you can't control it anymore. You spent your entire life writing your own script. One where you're the good old Southern lawyer, the family man, loyal friend, the victim of tragedy. But the world finally saw the real story. The embezzler, the addict, the manipulator, the murderer. And now for the first time, you don't get to direct the narrative. That's what's killing you more than any life sentence. You complain that no one from Hulu reached out to you, your family, or your lawyers to get your side. Alec, no one needs your side anymore. We've heard it. We heard it at the trial, in your own words, in your lies, in your crocodile tears, and the snot everywhere on the stand. You had your chance to tell your story, and the world watched as your web of deceit unraveled. You don't get to claim you were silenced. You talked for 20 years straight, manipulating the truth at every turn. The problem is now, nobody believes you. You say the show relied on secondary sources. Right, because the primary source is a convicted murderer who's been lying since the Clinton administration. Your word doesn't carry weight anymore, Alec. Your credibility was buried right next to the illusion of who you pretend to be. What's astonishing is that you still think people care about your image. You still think there's a public perception left to protect. The world saw your legacy crumble. We watched your law firm disown you. We heard your son Buster's voice breaking on the stand. We watched the jury listen to your 911 call, your shifting stories, your fake emotions, and then deliver a verdict in less than 3 hours. There's no image left. There is just the wreckage that you built. Let's talk about your family dynamics since you brought it up. Let's say the show mischaracterizes them. What's the correct characterization then? The father who was living a double life, the husband who had been stealing money behind his wife's back, the patriarch who taught his children that power and reputation were more important than truth? Because that's not a mischaracterization. That's the record. That's the documented history. You want to act like this was a tragic misunderstanding? It wasn't. It was the inevitable collapse of a narcissistic empire, the moment when decades of entitlement finally met accountability. You built a dynasty on corruption, on bending the law, on keeping secrets, and when that structure started to fall, you didn't face the consequences like a man. You tried to burn it all down. And now you're left with nothing. No law license, no family name worth saying, no credibility, no legacy, just this pathetic, desperate attempt to play the victim one more time. It is textbook narcissism. I'm not upset that I destroyed lives. I'm upset you're portraying me unfairly. You talk about how the show distorts the truth of your life. Let's clear that up. The truth of your life is theft, addiction, lies, and murder. The truth is a trail of victims who trusted you. People who believed in you because you wore the mask of respectability. The truth is that you didn't just kill your wife and son. You killed the illusion of integrity that your entire family name stood on. You turned the Murdaugh name, once synonymous with power, into a cautionary tale told in documentaries, in classrooms, and in every courtroom where someone now says, "Don't pull a Murdaugh." Here's your truth. Hulu didn't distort it. They just didn't sugarcoat it. You end your letter with this gem, urging viewers to remember that the show is not an accurate portrayal of Alec, his family, or the tragic events it sensationalizes. You're right about one thing. It's not accurate, because the real version is worse. The real story doesn't have a musical score or dramatic lighting. It's uglier. It's your wife's body in the dog kennels. It's your son's blood splattered across the concrete. It's your family's victim sitting at a kitchen table with no restitution because you stole from them. That's not sensational. That's the horror you created. And let's not forget, this is all coming from the same man who staged his own roadside suicide so his surviving son could cash in on an insurance policy. That's not a character assassination, Alec. That's an autobiography. The narcissism in this letter is staggering. You can almost feel the delusion bleeding through the paper. Even in total disgrace, even facing the rest of your life behind bars, you still can't resist the urge to polish your image, to act like you're the misunderstood patriarch of some southern tragedy, instead of the architect of it. You're not the victim of Hollywood, Alec. You're the villain of your own story. And you can spin it however you like, talk about distorted portrayals, sensationalized accounts, lack of engagement, but this isn't about a TV show. This is about control. You've lost it. You can't manipulate juries, judges, clients, or reporters anymore. You can't charm your way out. You can't make a phone call and fix it. And for the first time in your life, you're watching a story unfold that you didn't get to write. That's the real reason this letter exists. It's the tantrum of a man who can't accept that his own narrative died with his lies. You're not correcting the record. You're trying to crawl back into relevance. But the world's moved on, Alec. We've seen the truth. We don't need your version anymore. You say you're deeply disappointed. Good. Sit with that. That's what accountability feels like. The rest of us have been disappointed in you for years, and I can't imagine your son, your surviving son, how he feels about you. So while you rot in your cell, stewing over how a streaming service didn't portray you like the hero in your head, maybe remember this. The only person who destroyed the Murdaugh family name is you. No documentary did that. You did. And the world's finally telling the story you tried to bury without your permission. And that, Alec, is what really disturbs you. Your thoughts in the comments section. Have you been watching the Hulu doc? I was honestly kind of surprised by Alec's letter because I thought they were actually pretty light on him, at least thus far. I think they did portray him as a fairly, I'll put it in air quotes, loving father, albeit selfish. But they didn't make him into, you know, something that he wasn't. His portrayal and his care of his family, it's there in this series. So what are you upset about, Alec? I mean, it was all a means to his end. But they didn't make him something he wasn't. Maybe that's the problem. Narcissists can never look in the mirror. Their cognitive distortion of reality is so different than reality. And when it's shown back on them, like is being done in this series, can't handle it. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, if you're listening to us on a podcast platform, thank you. Please hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our commentaries and reporting on this and the many cases that we follow. But yeah, let me hear your thoughts on YouTube. We got the same stuff there that you hear on the podcast platform, except you can watch it. Woo! Anyway, check that out. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.